Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conscious Vibe Podcast,
where we elevate intellect through conscious dialogue
while exploring race, politics, business, and culture.
I'm Dr. Daryl L. Jones.
And I'm Charles B. Mitchell.
Charles.
What's up, D?
How you doing, my man?
I feel like it's been forever since I've seen you, than on a screen.
On a screen, right?
Yeah,
in the same
exactly.
City, but on screen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, man, there's so much going on today, and a lot to be disappointed by in the media. But my question to you and for us today on Conscious Conversations is, as we sit here today, what are you inspired by?
That's a really tough one. I think mostly because I'm so uninspired in the moment. So I have to give that a little bit more deeper thought, given, you know, the Roe versus Wade decision today.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to find, I think it's important to find a source of inspiration. Even if it's the fact that we woke up today and that we're on the other side of this thing, and I have the opportunity to have, you know, great dialogue and conversation about what's important to us in life. So with that, I think I'll punt back to you for a quick moment.
That was
a quick punt. That was a big quick setup to punt back to you. But I am going to come back with something that I'm inspired by. I have some things that I think I'm inspired by, but I want to chew on a little bit longer.
So mine's pretty brief. You know, I have increasingly subscribed to this journey and everything about this journey in life, and that's highs, lows, peaks, valleys, mm-hmm. ends, outs. And the more I adopt that philosophy, Charles, the less I am disappointed by what feels like roadblocks. And I'm inspired by the muscle I've built to overcome them. So when we talk about today and Roe versus Wade, obviously that's really significant for a lot of reasons. The implications around that and some of the statements from the Supreme Court justices about challenging anything that defies the original Constitution has a lot of implications for a lot of people, especially non-white folks, especially Black folks. So I'm inspired by the fact that there are certain things that do fall outside of our locus of control. But I've tried to be really diligent and surround myself with people who are empowered enough to work through it all. So today, that's what I'm inspired about.
You know, that's really good. I think your commentary certainly allows for someone to look at the current sort of circumstances with a different lens. And feel like we could possibly turn this into something more positive over the long term, you know, but it's a big gift. But mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of things that we as people in this country, we want to do some things about some of the, I would say the atrocities, certainly the gun shootings. Looks like we have a potential gun law that's going to be passed, mm-hmm. which was likely unheard of, or one thing that we never thought would happen. Given all the other previous shootings, that there was just no will to do anything. And then obviously today, I think enough people are disturbed by where we are with some of the more what I would call political actions in our country, as opposed to the more human actions that I think we all need to see more of. That said, you know, I'm going to make this a little more personal for me in terms of what I'm inspired by. I've been traveling for the last few weeks back east, picked up Jaden from boarding school, and then just, you know, doing some things around the Northeast with her relative to soccer, and then went to North Carolina, spent a few days with my mom and dad and my sister.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was great. And along the way, sort of organized this impromptu dinner with some fraternity brothers that I hadn't, one who actually pledged me at North Carolina A&T. I hadn't seen Zeke probably since he graduated from college. He graduated probably few years before I did, and really got in touch with him over the last year or so, and have a unique relationship and respect with for him. And then two of my line brothers and their wives came over for dinner, and it was so great to
see. Was it at your parents'
home? It was at my parents' home.
Okay.
And it was so great to see them in the context of so many years later, and to see the lives that they're all living and doing really well, and have kids who are, you know, out of college and doing great things in the world, contributing,
making an impact. Are they still local there, Charles?
Yeah, still local. Yeah, still local. It was just a great, inspiring time with folks who, you know, were important in shaping me as a young man, and the things we experienced together still resonate today, and that we're all in a space in life where we're still have a fondness for one another and a brotherhood that is...
Man, those memories never
die. Yeah, they never die. Yeah. You know, that fellowship there is tremendous. And just, you know, to be around just good people that you know, existentially are still a part of your life in some tangible way, even though we don't see each other or spend that kind of time together, was really, really special. And I was grateful for that, that moment. Yeah,
totally inspired. That's awesome. I mean, that has a lot of implications, just to know that people who are close to us are thriving and, mm-hmm. and building, creating legacies through their children and all that.
Absolutely.
And actually able to put eyes on that is awesome.
Oh, yeah. And living good lives themselves. Yeah. You know, one of my line brothers is in the retirement, and, you know, that's a life that I can't even imagine for myself right now, but it's allowing him to thrive and do
beautiful.
Well, and he and his wife are just enjoying the remnants of their hard work. So it's fantastic, you know, and it's great to see.
Well, maybe I'll get invited out to your parents' home sometime.
You know, you're invited anytime.
Am I real? Okay.
Yeah, anytime. You're invited. Right, man, you know, the door's always open at 400 Dan Drive in Cary, North Carolina.
All right. Anytime. I look forward to it. Tell you what, man, this is, you know, being inspired is important as we continue our journey. So I thank you for sharing your thoughts.
Yeah, likewise, man. Likewise.
And thank you for joining us on Conscious Conversations. Thank you for joining us.
And check us out on tcvpodcast.com.